time to survive. It's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all of you in my favorite flyover states and the nooks and crannies in between, to the right and to the left, my friends. How tired of you of hearing about all the nonsense, the excuses that are coming out of D.C. over this fiscal nonsense, this mess that we already knew we were into years ago. Bunch of lame ducks. They can talk about giving up Christmas and waiting and doing something about it all they want, but they could have fixed this a long, 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 long time ago. But we can't go back in a time machine. Senator Harry Reid has dug in his heels, and here's what he's had to say about the cliff and the negotiating.
Coach Ryan, he's got a problem. He has three quarterbacks. Sanchez, he's got a Tim Tebow, he's got a guy by the name of McElroy. He can't decide who their quarterback is going to be. That's the same problem the Republicans are having. Romney's gone, but he's still in the background. We have McConnell and we have Boehner. Who is the quarterback?
Are you kidding me? Thus the Benny and the Jets song, comparing what's happening in Washington. Weak analogy. I don't know who handed that one to Reid about the Jets. But, hey, a good try. But
when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Exactly. He didn't sound like he had a point. It didn't make sense. So Tiny Tim Geithner says, I'm absolutely prepared to go over the fiscal cliff. He said that earlier in the week. From that, we had Obama, who was out talking to people in Pennsylvania and saying, call up your congressmen and your senators and complain to them, get on them about getting this done. Okay, fine. Then you've got other calls that the tax hikes are going to kill consumers because they're not going to be able to handle it. They're not going to be able to afford what will ultimately happen. So if the president gets his tax hike, then the focus switches to the so-called entitlements, but what does that do to Social Security, which has just been pilfered all the way along anyway for the past 7-8 years? So the tax hikes that we're talking about and what will happen to you and me, the middle class, is the scary part. It's, you know, how do businesses react? What are they going to do when the money has to come out of the private sector? Well, the answer is they're going to have no choice but to raise the price of whatever their services are or their physical goods, which means that we have to pay more, which means we have to cut back on probably. You'll just cut back on what you're getting, which then hurts the business again. So it's a triple threat, ultimately. First what happens with the government, then what they try to do to combat it, and then what the consumer does to react to it. So that's three hits in one. And what will happen is some of the businesses will go under. And when they go under, that means people will lose their jobs. Earlier this week, just in our last show, we talked to the guys from Oyster Bay and Kevin Lunny, who filed a lawsuit about the government coming in and trying to shut down their business, saying your permit is up, you have 90 days, and they're the biggest oyster producers on the West Coast. They would put 30 people out of work, and they would just shut down an entire industry practically in California. And there was a debate over Point Reyes and the land there that for 100 years had been basically mined for oysters, and there had been agreements about it. There were no public comments, a period that you'd normally have when there was an environmental impact study done and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see where that lawsuit goes, but there's a prime example of, okay, we're claiming this back, and then we're not looking at the business side of it, so the business shuts down, the people lose their job, and we lose all our oysters. We lose 40% of our oysters or more. Even Senator Feinstein is on board with this, hasn't had to try to fight this, but yet the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, who, by the way, was floating down the Colorado River when we had the Gulf oil spill, he knew it was happening. And he said, oh, I got to go down I got some floating to do down the Colorado River. Whoops, I guess this was more serious. I have to come back to Washington. But he had no trouble squeezing this business that had been in Marin County for 100 years. So it's just insanity. And there's a react, because what will happen is in that county, other businesses are being affected. So more people will lose jobs, less people will go there, and it's a domino thing. And that's what will happen, too, here with the fact that with these taxes that are being proposed, what's going to happen? Who is it going to hit? It's going to hit the mid-sized businesses and really the small businesses. So if you're talking about half of the people in the private sector in this country work for those kinds of businesses, the businesses that they want to raise taxes on, we are in serious trouble. Because this is very obvious what will happen here. The money that would be generated won't be generated for the business, and eventually either they're going to have to shut down or at least cut back to an extreme amount. But yet there's not a lot of talk about spending. So to grow the economy and to generate more bucks, that's one thing, but you grow spending by as much or more, then you're not doing anything. So the only way you get this money in is that you have to bring down the debt through economic growth, and you can't do that if businesses are not creating jobs and are not bringing in money. I think there is somehow something that is forgotten, is that we are a capitalistic society. That's what America was built on. That's why America is the land of opportunity, and so many people wanted a piece of coming here because they felt like they had a fair shot at having a better way of life, of making money, of either creating something or working for somebody who is creating something, but they had a chance at a better job. And now we're just crushing that. We continue to crush it. What a challenge. I mean, this is terrible. Talk about harming our economy. It's very obvious what will happen here. We can't keep doing it, and we can't keep trying to play catch-up, or sooner or later, it's going to knock us all down on our collective you-know-what, rumps. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what the big decision is, folks? Real or fake? There are a couple of things in this world where they'll ask you that question, you know, real or fake. But Christmas tree is one of them. I'm from a real family. It was always a big deal, and sometimes it was a pain in the neck. That's just Charles. He's jealous because he's from the fake family tradition of trees. But my family, it was about going out, walking for miles to look for the perfect tree, getting the right tree, putting it up, and all that was involved in setting it straight and sawing off the bottom of it. And the old, remember how the Christmas tree stands used to be where you had to screw them in? And it was really a pain. And then you had to make a snake and kind of slither low to the floor to put the water in the base so that you would keep water in there and the tree would be healthy and the needles wouldn't dry off. Now, you can't have those experiences if you have a fake tree. You can't have it. I'm just saying. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Yes, Charles?
Maybe
I know you're in the background like they don't want it. They don't want to. It's because people are too lazy to pick up needles, and that's ridiculous. You can get it up with a vacuum cleaner, or you can take a broom and sweep them up. Charles has a daughter, a precocious daughter he could pay a few dollars to a day, and she would sweep up the needles.
And my wife would break out in hives.
I bet there's a pill she can take for that. Sometimes for tradition, you have to suffer. It's like the people who are allergic to dogs and they get dogs, they have a pill that they can take, or they can go outside and they can live partially outside while the dog's inside. You have to make sacrifices for your family. All right, let's go to Izzy, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
I'm sorry, I'm just cracking up with this. I love his little crying baby.
It is funny.
Here's a number for you. 300.7.
300.7 marijuana smokers?
No.
What?
That's the DSM code for obsessive compulsive disorder. I swear you are obsessive compulsive. About real trees.
Come on. Izzy, you know I'm right on this. Real.
No.
Yes.
No, you know, fake trees, that, actually, I want to talk about the marijuana issue. So but fake trees are safer. Far less fires with fake trees. And I leave mine up year-round.
Really? So if we go to Izzy Town, it's Christmas in one portion of the room all year round. So.
Well, now I change the decorations to Valentine, to Easter, to 4th of July.
Oh, I gotcha.
And on 4th of July, I put it out on my porch with my red, white, and blue lights.
That's neat.
And all I have to do is just kind of drag it from place to place.
That's nice. You're dragging your fake tree around.
Wait. My kids call me a bag lady, so I might as well be a tree lady, too.
Let's go over to Mom's. I love it.
Pardon?
I love it. Let's go over to Mom's. She's decorating the tree for Halloween.
Now, I don't do Halloween. I don't believe in Halloween, but okay. I'm with Charles, though. I cannot stand that needle, pine needle stuff. I did my years. I spent my time doing it for my children. I refuse to do it anymore. Nope, not going to happen.
Okay.
Okay, the marijuana issue. I was too tired to call in last night. I was probably going to slow my words again. But how are they going to justify smoking marijuana? Somebody takes a toke off the joint or has a whole joint before they go to work. Now, a lot of people work around heavy machinery. Under OSHA guidelines, you cannot have any substance in your body, be it prescription or otherwise, that may interfere with your operation of machinery. And I know this because I had to pass all manner of OSHA tests. And they also, a lot of employers do the 5-stick test, which is basically a drug test for the 5 most common speed drugs. Even though marijuana might be legal, I don't see it being legal in the workplace if you had, like, operating a forklift. How are they going to get around this? Because how are you going to know if somebody just had a joint?
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you. It's going to be very difficult to try to deal with this in all aspects for the police in determining if somebody is stone driving. I mean, what's the level of... there is nothing to measure the level of stoneness, I guess. I mean, you can tell if somebody's high if you stop them, but what's the level? What's the point? Okay, we're saying that people legally can smoke marijuana, but what's the point where you're over the limit of marijuana use? I don't know.
Just that. I mean, everybody's been so in vogue about smoking cigarettes, but it's okay to smoke marijuana. I mean, the hypocrisy of this is just outrageous.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're right. There is massive hypocrisy. Yeah.
I was saying about that last night. I thought, all you fools that think you can have your little joints before you go to work, and it happens to be your day to get a drug test, well, I guess in a state where it's legal, they can't fire you, but they can send you butt home without pay.
Yeah. Well, and then imagine too, Izzy, this would ruin the honor system where they've got food out and you're supposed to put in like a dollar when you grab something. Can you imagine the munchies that would go on, or people put their food in the refrigerator and already people are stealing it? The refrigerator would be picked clean.
Well, one last comment. Has the FDA totally lost their mind?
I would have to agree.
I didn't bother to look up the code on that one, but I thought, my God, they are totally egomaniacally insane. I mean, clinically insane to come up with such a program as I was listening to earlier. I thought, you have got to be adjective. Me, since we can't swear on the radio, I was amazed at what that lady was saying, and I said, I don't believe it. I mean, our country's just gone nuts. Seriously, but the FDA and 54 million varieties of pizza? You're telling me stupid. I thought maybe there might be 30 or so. For 54 million, and everyone has to be taste tested?
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, crazy. This is stupid.
Anyway, that was my comment. I was just, but I had to rag on you about your Christmas tree.
Real. Come on, Izzy. We love you. Real. That's fake. Oh, Izzy, you have a good one. That's a great call.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Bail me out, people. Help me out here. She's wrong. Isn't she wrong? Come on, it's a real... Now, notice, too, when Izzy was talking to us, did you hear how she said, I did my years with my kids, and that's what I said, that you come to a fork in a road when you're older, if your children are grown, that yes, when they were little, you did all that. And now if you're by yourself or you're, you know, there's no reason to have a giant tree. Well, that's different. Although for me, I would still want a real tree if I had to pay someone. If I'm 90 or if I'm become the world's oldest living person, which I seriously doubt, then I hope the people around me will somehow drag a real Christmas tree into whatever facility I'm in or whatever, wherever I happen to be living, because I just don't... It just reminds me of the old-fashioned fake trees they used to have. You know what I'm talking about? The cheeseball-y ones that had that... They were silvery, and they had those giant blue balls on them, and that was the tree. And you'd go in some people's houses, and that's what the tree was. It was like this glimmering, shining, silver thing that blinded you when you walked in the house with the giant blue balls on it. Oh, awful. And how did they come up with these things for these fake trees? The flogging nonsense where it's fake snow is all over it. That's another thing. You go in someone's house, that's my favorite, and you have the fake snow on it. Gee, you think this tree is real or do you think it's fake? All right, coming up next, we're talking about debunking the myth of the Mayan calendar. You know, the whole doomsday thing, right? Because the 21st is the end of the world, or is it? Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true.
Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So have you got your party ready, your doomsday party? I actually have gotten invited to 4 of them, believe it or not. We've been talking about the end of the world, the Mayan calendar, and all that sort of stuff now for quite some time here on America Tonight. And one of my pals in Australia sent me a link to the Prime Minister, who very straight-faced held a normal press conference and addressed the viewers as my dear remaining fellow Australians, and went through a spoof, basically, is what it was, a spoof, where she talked about details of what would happen when the world comes to an end this month, as the ancient Mayan calendar has predicted, or has it predicted. Very, very pleased to welcome to this show somebody who can tell us all about those doomsday scenarios. I'm sure you have seen his mug all over the place, Dr. Ian O'Neill. He's an astrophysicist and space producer for Discovery News. You've probably seen him on ABC. He did the Penn and Teller thing. I saw that. That was clever. And, of course, Discovery Channel's 2012 Apocalypse and a whole bunch of other things as well. Doc, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Okay, thanks for having me on the show.
So here's the thing, you know, I mentioned the parties that I've been invited to and stuff, but there are a lot of people that are really taking this seriously and think that we're going to have an event that's going to take place that is going to be doomsday, the end of the world on December 21st. And, you know, all of this traced back to centuries ago in the Mayan calendar. Is this incorrect? Are people looking at the calendar and interpreting it in the wrong way, or no?
Absolutely. The key thing to remember is the Mayans never ever predicted doomsday. There's no prophecy. And we often hear about the Mayan prophecy of the end of the world or apocalypse or whatever. They had nothing to do with this. This is their calendar. It's literally just a calendar that you and I have on our walls or on our iPhones. And all this does is document dates and time. And the Mayans, they were a very advanced race for their time in Central America, and they produced this numerical calendar, which was an ingenious method of timekeeping, to be honest. But it just so happens one of their larger cycles of their calendar is a little bit over 5,000 years. And it just so happens by a numerical fluke that it actually runs out this year. I mean, there's some debate as to whether it's exactly on the 21st of December, although a lot of people do agree that is the day, and also it's kind of handy because it's the winter solstice. It's purely a numerical fluke, as I said, and if anything, the descendants of the Mayans in Central American regions, they're going to be celebrating this. This is going to be a party. So really, these invitations to doomsday parties, I think, is the right way of dealing with it. You should be celebrating this because it's the final breath of an ancient culture. It's kind of sobering, really, to think that the Mayans who, the Mayan Empire, which really peaked about 900 AD, this is their last breath. This is their last significant calendar that runs out on this date. So, yeah, have a party because this is it. This is great. This is an amazing time for the Mayans, and they see it. The descendants actually see it as a big spiritual change. So it's very positive for that. So why the Western world believes that it's the end of the world is beyond me, to be honest. I don't really understand it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't understand it either. Just in, and of course, I don't have the background you do. I'm not an astrophysicist, and you have the science and whatnot, the knowledge. But just in reading what I had read about the Mayan calendar. So what do you think it is? You said it's kind of mind-boggling, but what is it that led to this? Do you think what are these scenarios that have been laid out that people have just globbed onto this doomsday theory? I mean, it's become a pop culture phenomenon, really, because as I said on America Tonight, we've talked about it a bunch, and there were a bunch of movies made about it. Of course, John Cusack's movie 2012 and whatnot, and that just fed into the machine. And as I mentioned in the beginning when we went to you, a lot of people are taking this to heart. But what do you think some of the plausible scenarios are that maybe had people believing that this was the prediction?
Yeah, this is the thing. It's purely opportunistic by a few individuals, and it ranges in all parts of society. I mean, as you said, we had that 2012 movie that came in 2009, and that was a Roland Emmerich movie. He's known for his disaster movies, and in principle, I've got no issue with the disaster movies. I find it very entertaining. But the way they marketed this, and to be honest, there was some, because I started writing about this before the movie was announced, so this is, I probably started reading about the whole 2012 idea in late 2007, 2008. And then it was in 2008 that I think it was Sony Pictures who headed the movie. They released this viral campaign, and it was the Institute of Human Continuity. And basically the concept was that it was a spoof website, but it looked very professional. And to anybody without a background in science, would have looked at it and thought, okay, because there was a few theories on there that depicted the end of the world. You had this this astronomical theory about Planet X, basically this ancient planet which is going to come sweeping through the inner solar system and cause all sorts of carnage. You had the idea that there's going to be a planetary alignment. You had the idea that there's going to be an alignment with the center of the galaxy. You had this theory that the sun is going to let off a massive killer solar flare. And so really, it kind of hyped up a lot of fears in people about the unknown. So basically space, you know, astrophysics in general became a point of fear for people. And it's funny because quite a few scientists, including NASA as a whole, has really taken on debunking this whole idea, because what happened in 2008 and 2009 when the movie was being put out, there's a scientist in NASA Ames, David Morrison, and he runs a blog called Ask an Astrobiologist. And he got crammed with questions about the end of the world, and he was confused because he's an astrobiologist. It's like, why are you using me as a forum? But of course, people gravitated to this human contact in NASA, because if anybody should know what's going to happen, it should be NASA. So, and he's actually coined a phrase, and he's kind of become the on the forefront of NASA's effort to debunk a lot of these theories. And he calls it cosmophobia, and I probably agree with him that people will take at face value not only the movie, but also people have their YouTube accounts or they've written a book on Doomsday. They're selling fear, and fear really does work. If you go into any bookshop, especially around the time of the movie, and I'm sure there's lots and lots of books out there now, and I've just seen, in fact, a magazine on one of the shelves in our local market, all perpetrating the myth that the Mayans predicted doomsday. And so obviously fear sells, and people have latched onto that, and people are getting scared. And I personally, I was at one point when I was writing like every other day, or it was around 2008, 2009, I was getting 10 to 20 emails a day from people that were genuinely worried. So I started writing more and more about the facts behind these outlandish theories. And I've exposed some of the science behind it. I mean, there's certain theories that could happen. I mean, yes, we could get hit by an asteroid, but there's no known asteroids out there that are going to hit us. Yes, the sun could unleash a massive solar flare right on the 21st December 2012, but there's no way of predicting that. And anyway, the sun isn't known to produce such powerful flares. So it's pure speculation, and at worst, it's pure lies just to sell books. But also, I mean, it really hit the mainstream ring when that movie hit theater screens. People started paying attention, and that, and a lot of doomsayers really used that opportunity to sell their fear, their own brands of fear. And that's when I started doing these documentaries and radio shows like this. People were genuinely concerned about the science behind it. And I just think that these doomsayers have sent this misinformation about science, and people just take it at face value. So I think it's up to the science media and scientists. NASA has done a great job so far of debunking all these myths. I mean, there's not a lot more you can really do.
Yeah. Well, we'd be remiss not to ask you this last one, since you're a man of science, and I'm fascinated by science, I have to tell you. And we talk about NASA and space exploration, all that kind of stuff, a lot on the show. I've been there several times. What do you think, and I know this is just a tough question, but just off the top of your head, if you were to all the people that are listening to this show, what is the most exciting thing that you think could happen in the future when it comes to the marriage of space and science that we should all get excited about?
There's a lot of things going on. I mean, not really connected to doomsday as much,
just
science in general. Well, at the moment, you've probably heard all the stories coming from Mars. We've got the Curiosity rover on the Martian surface right now. And really, that's a superstar of science right now, especially space science. And it's carrying out one of the most profound areas of science that mankind could ever do. It's basically looking for the conditions for life, so looking for alien life. And for me, by extension of that, I mean, Curiosity is looking for microbial life in the soil of Mars. But far grander than that, you've got the SETI Institute, who are actually looking for intelligent aliens. So they're looking out for signals from aliens. And even though that's a little bit more outlandish and a bit more science fiction, there are actually, you know, there's good science behind that, and I find that fascinating. But also, you can't ignore the rest of the solar system for planetary studies. You've got Europa, one of Jupiter's moons, which is covered in ice. And there's a theory that perhaps underneath all that ice, well, we know there's probably a liquid ocean, but perhaps within that liquid ocean, there could be complex creatures that could be as complex as jellyfish, alien jellyfish, living in this sort of sub ice of this moon, which is orbits Jupiter. So if we send probes there to look for life, I think it's probably one of the most profound things we can be doing in space, and it puts our species really into perspective. Of course, I was a spin-off from that. I'm a big advocate of manned exploration of the solar system. So I'd love to see in my lifetime a colony on Mars, because I believe that on Earth at the moment we're facing many, many challenges, and I think that the advance of humanity in space in general will not only enrich the Earth, it will also give us more places to live around the solar system. So perhaps we can become this multi-planetary species rather than just being on one planet. And who knows what the future could hold. If we can harness our solar system, I think we can actually win as a species. But being on one planet where we could, in the future, get hit by an asteroid, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. We've been hit before. There's no immediate signs that there's anything big that will hit us for hundreds of years. But still, you know, you've got to look in the future and think, where is mankind going? And really, space science can help always understand where we are going.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Fascinating stuff. Dr. Ian O'Neill, check him out on Discovery. Go to discovery.com and you can find out more about the doctor and some of the things that he's written about. Thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Land of signs of star serving to you. That's what he goes there for. It's to unlock the door.
It costs to run for president $2 billion. Campaign finance filings with the government show the actual cost of the 2012 presidential race is over $2 billion. Actually, over $2 billion. So they, you know, tallied up all the dough, and that included $86 million in fundraising by Romney in the final couple of weeks. The total campaign haul $2 billion. $2 billion. Brings up a joke. How much does it cost to be the leader of the free world? an infinite amount of cash in the near future. Casino owner Sheldon Adelson and his wife gave $23 million to a super PAC that was headed up by Karl Rove and $10 million to a pro-Romney political committee in the last couple of weeks in that race. Money well spent. Not, because he didn't win. If he had won, it would have been like, that was money in the bank. But Adelson must be sitting on a pile of coin because he didn't blink an eye at the $23 million or the $10 million he had the money to give, but $2 billion overall. That's some serious money, isn't it? All right, speaking of numbers, hallelujah, from Vatican City, Pope Benedict named 24 new cardinals this week, putting his mark on the body that will elect his successor. That's a big deal. And giving a boost to Italian hopes to regain the papacy. See, they keep score even in religion, and the oldest religion, the Catholic religion, at least when it comes to the people who practice it in Italy, and they like their popes to be Italian whenever they can be. So among the new cardinals, there are two Americans, and there are also many who are Italian. So the many means the deck is stacked, and perhaps an Italian will come out this next time. The other cardinals are from Poland, Munich, Ecuador, Brazil, Colombia, Sri Lanka. It's pretty interesting, actually, how they, it's, you know, a United Nations, actually, there in picking the people who fill the positions. Because cardinals are a big deal in the Catholic Church. They're the advisors to the Pope. But their key job is to what? You know, the puff of smoke. Elect the pontiff. They're there to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And elect whoever the next person is in line. Eight of the new cardinals under 80 are Italian. So that gives them 25. Nearly half of the Europeans in the electing body of the College of Cardinals. Italians held the papacy for 455 years until the election of the Polish Pope, John Paul II, in 1978, followed by the German-born Benedict in 2005. Kind of interesting stuff, huh? 455 years. That's a long time to hold on to something. So maybe an Italian Pope next time around. But Benedict doesn't look like he has any kind of health problems. How about this? Republicans, I was just talking about the money that was part of the presidential bid, the $2 billion. This interesting stat came out about Todd Akin, who was running against Claire McCaskill for her Senate seat in Missouri. Republicans gave $760,000 to Akin, even though they turned their back on him, even though, remember, it was like, oh, no, this guy, forget it, with the legitimate rape comments. They actually were talking out of both sides of their mouth, some of them anyway, and they gave him $760,000 to keep running that race. And it was pretty close. He had it going away until I think he would have had it going away. Who knows when the actual election, but at least in the polls, it was huge, the lead that he had at one point, until after those comments, and then that was it. Then the ship sailed. There was no way. There was no way. It might have been close, but there was no way it was going to actually happen. All right. You know what? What happens to people when they get money? How many times have you had, I shouldn't say, have you had friends that really, really came? I'm saying real money. You know, they say money changes people. Well, I don't know if this changed this guy or not, but he is off his rocker. But I think he is. The fugitive software mogul John McAfee, 67 years old. You know, he's the big-time antivirus pioneer. You see McAfee all over the place. Besides Norton, McAfee, and Kaspersky, they come up the most. Most people have one of those on their computer. So he was denied asylum in Guatemala. In case you don't know the story, the cops in Belize are interested in him because of a murder what they believe is a homicide of a neighbor of his in Belize. They don't have any suspects in the case, but he's a person of interest. So they say he's not a suspect, but they believe he could have some information about the case, and they want to get to the bottom of it. So something is very strange here.
I don't think they were just sketchy. I think they were extra sketchy.
Yeah, something sketchy here. That's all I'm saying. So McAfee has like a, he's in Guatemala, and then he thinks he's having a heart attack, and they take him to the hospital because he had chest pains, and they didn't think he had a heart attack, and the doctors examined him, and they said his blood pressure was normal. It was just high stress that he was suffering from. And they said that he refused to go to the police hospital because he had been taking Chinese herbal medicine since suffering a heart attack in 1993. And so there's a complicated, bizarre web that's happened here. The bottom line is this. If we were writing a quick, down and dirty little crime vignette on this, McAfee's neighbor in Belize dies mysteriously. Something strange has happened. Looks like murder. McAfee had words with this guy. There were some problems between them for whatever it was. He is paranoid out of his mind, thinks Belize is after him. He's skedaddles to Guatemala. The Guatemalans cannot give him what he wants, and that is that he wants to remain there. He does not want to be shoved back off. He wants asylum. He doesn't want to be shoved back on into Belize. The U.S. Embassy can't do anything, so he has more money than you can imagine. He could circle the globe 20 times with the amount of money he has, but as a person of interest, he still has to go back into Belize and answer some questions. They say he entered the country illegally, and they want to expulse him, is how they call it. Expulse him. And that doesn't make any sense, but that's how they spell the word, expulse him. It's really expel. They're going to expel him and send him back to police. So how about that? Then there's another crazy twist in this because, you know, it is all about the numbers and stuff. And I mentioned, you think of the big security firms, and Eugene Kaspersky, who is a big maverick in the security field, said it was unfair to equate the McAfee problems to some of the things that have happened at McAfee at the company, because they lost a couple of their key players. And what Kaspersky is saying is that McAfee was out of the picture at the former company, so he's not even part of that. So if he had crazy ideas or whatever, it doesn't matter. He was already gone. He founded the security software. He was out there. He made a ton of money. So this has nothing to do with that. It's just a very strange and twisted story. That's, you know, hey, you get a bunch of money. Like I said, money, real money, has been known to change people. So it is a weird deal. Very weird. Any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me at americatonight.net.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis sprains. strains or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.